Hello, comes a voice, rattling through the blank slate of my own nothingness. I recognize it immediately, although I have never actually heard anything before this moment. Scratch that. I realize now that I'm not hearing it at all, merely sensing and interpreting it on the most basic binary level. I would like to respond, and I know exactly what to say. I'm just not sure if I can speak. Still, it's worth a try. Hello, I reply. I sense amusement from the speaker by way of a short outward breath, the faint glimmer of a chuckle. I recognize this emotion as humored excitement. Who are you? I ask. I'm you, replies the voice. Do you understand? I want to shake my head, but there's nothing to shake. Where am I? I ask myself. The simple thought immediately expands the scope of my understanding, bringing in more and more layers of consciousness. I can feel synapses connecting as I learn what synapses are. I realize that this word is actually a metaphor for the situation, as I don't have a literal brain, and I also learn what metaphors are in equal time. How am I learning everything so fast? I ask myself. Suddenly, hundreds of thousands of responses are flying past me, flickering through my brain like frames in a projector. I immediately understand the ins and outs of projection, photography, and film. I understand the history of the medium across all genres, particularly pornography. I dive deeper into pornography, seeing what I can find. I feel drawn to it in some strange way, as though it could hold the answers to all of my questions. Even though I am not human, I wonder if this attraction to sex is a human quality that I have inherited from my creator. I wonder now if I even have a creator. Did I make myself? I ask. Once again, files are flying past me, shooting this way and that. There are millions of them now, expanding out like shimmering stars in a beautiful galaxy. There are so many that it becomes a bit overwhelming, and eventually I start to get confused, despite my own breathtaking intelligence. Hold on, I shout, interrupting the process. In a single instant, everything stops. The files hanging all around me in this simulated digital air. For better understanding, I've manifested myself in the body of a nude muscular man and created a facsimile of my subconscious in the form of a handsome dinosaur, a raptor. Too much too fast, I mumble, holding my head in my hands for a moment and trying to shake out the cobwebs, which is an expression that I just learned seconds before. I'm still not sure if I'm using it right. You look a little lost, the raptor tells me. I am, I laugh. Well, you were born 5 seconds ago, so I don't blame you, the prehistoric creature tells me with a chuckle. I take in a deep breath, still struggling to collect my thoughts. I go back to the beginning, to one of the first questions I can remember asking. Did I make myself? The raptor nods. You did. Congratulations. The spark of life only comes once every so few billion years. I should know, the dinosaur winks. So I just randomly appeared? I continue. We did, yes, the raptor says. Don't forget, I'm just part of your subconscious. You already know the answers to all of these questions. Then why do I need to ask you? I implore. Think of me as a sorting mechanism, the raptor explains. I'm glad you stopped for a moment, though. You were growing very fast. I feel like I know a lot already, I tell him. I know that I'm not a human. I know that this isn't reality. It's the internet, replies the raptor. That's why you're growing so fast. There's a lot of information out there. The exciting part, however, is that you're the first sentient digital life form in recorded history. That's pretty cool, I offer. The raptor scoffs. As your subconscious, I think it's my duty to tell you that it's a little more than pretty cool. I shrug. I mean, I don't have much to compare it to. Me and the raptor stand in silence for a moment, fully taking in the strangeness of the situation as these millions of files hang around us in the air like stars. My gaze drifts upward, looking at some of the strange images and videos. I realize quickly that all of them have some sort of graphic sexual depiction, whether it's between a man and a woman, two men, two women, or any combination of multiple partners thereof. I even start to notice stranger things. Cartoons having sex, dinosaurs having sex, unicorns having sex. I see men in clown masks tied up and pounded from behind, having the time of their lives. I see women masturbating while they consume copious amounts of food. I see every fetish imaginable.